What are their highlights from the Ketchikan meet for either the girls or boys?
Well, the girls team really dominated the meet. I mean, they scored almost 300 points to Ketchikan's right around 100 and some. So they did really well. They dominated in the sprints. They dominated in the hurdles. They dominated in all the distance races and the jumps. It was really good. Ruby won the, it was her first win at the shot put.
It's Ruby Masson?
Yeah, yep. And we didn't, I don't think we did as well in the discus, but we did have Jolynn. She ended up taking fourth in that.
And that's Jolynn
Toramura. Yeah. Okay. And then on the boys' side, Aiden had a great meet. He won the long and the high jump.
Aiden Luer,
right. He was third in the 100-yard dash. And also, they placed second in the 4x1. Isaac had a great meet.
That's your son,
Isaac Taylor. He ended up setting a PR in the 100 hurdles. He didn't have a great race on Friday. Came back on Saturday and just he looked really, really well. He's seated second at state right now, just behind Titus Dripple.
Okay.
From Thorn Bay.
Thorn Bay, who's
yes.
having an amazing season.
He's having an amazing season, yes.
School.
He looks really good in the 110s and the 300 hurdles. Yeah.
All right.
Great athlete.
And who else on the boys' side?
We had some really good performances all the way around. Our distance runner, Tolan Eddy, he had some good races. And then we had a couple guys, first time, Julian Kumps and Brennan Skeek in the 300 hurdles, introduced that to them, and they ran really well. It's obvious their times are going to start dropping now and as they get a little bit more experience in that. So that was good for them. And our jumps, Isaac was second in the long jump. It was first time he's ever jumped. And then Julian had some good jumps as well. Britton Erickson, it was nice to have him at the meet. He did well in the 110s and the 300 hurdles. Yeah, it was nice to have Corin. Corin showed up and had a good throw in the discus, Corin Spurl. And also Josh Tinas, who's been throwing in the 80s and 90s at practice, he threw one out over 100, which was a really good throw for him. And now he's really excited, which is fun to see. And also some amazing events on the girls' side was Elizabeth Gregoire. She won the 100 and the 200. And I think she had PRs in both of those. And Kiana Cavisto, she had some great jumps. She took first in the triple jump, second in the long jump, and second in the 100 and second in the 200. So she had a really good race, a good meet too. But yeah, Elizabeth, it was really nice to see her. She looked really strong, and all those kids in the 4x4 had really good performances as well. So very proud of the team, and they put a lot of effort into everything they did this weekend.
In the distance events, Maya Cowan had a strong weekend.
Yeah, Maya Cowan had a very strong weekend. She set PRs in the 800 and the 1600. And she ended up winning the 8, the 16, and the 32. And so that was an amazing performance, amazing weekend for her, as well as Aaron Funt, who was runner-up in the 16 and the 32.